Shit. Shit. You think the money?
I just figure I'll never get a 401k or a Social Security, so I might as well get what I've paid into for the last 20 years. So it's
okay. Get all of it.
Exactly.
Get all of it. It don't matter. It's just typing. It's just typing. Do what you do. Maybe I'll ever give you another. Maybe I'll give you another stimulus check. But now Bob's gonna start cashing him stimulus checks. Don't y'all worry. It's coming. That roost. The rooster comes home to roost sooner or later. Just so everybody knows. Okay, now we answered that, and then we answered the long term about changing your exact body. Because look, you've done really well on a lot of things. Because a lot of things, mm-hmm. you were obedient. You got yourself out of trouble. You've been trying to take care of Dimitri. We can't say you're doing the best of jobs there, but you're doing okay. Could do a little better, but it's all right. He ain't complaining. He's not very smart to be able to complain. Or have you replaced, so that's a good day. Y'all working it out. We like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on the conditions. Because what's happening right now is you're reacting to what is. And right now, what is, do you know who Tom McDonald is?
Mm-mm. No.
Never heard of him? Ever?
I'm thinking of some, McDonald show that I watched on Netflix, but no. I'm thinking about chicken nuggets right now.
No. Dimitri likes music, doesn't he?
Who's Tom McDonald? Oh, the rapper?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that was the guy we heard, the last song that we heard. Okay, the last track that we heard.
Amazing.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You are doing better, darling. You're doing much better. This fleeting lucidity you're about to conquer, it's doing good. It's good. See, the name of that song was Don't Look Down, because mm-hmm. you can't trust the ground you're walking on. So the world you're living in now, you can't trust it. It's like your goddamn cooktop. How the hell's fire coming out of an induction cooktop, for God's sake? A piece of ceramics cooking the damn food. It don't make no damn sense. It's ridiculous.
It's not.
Ridiculous.
And our house is not level, so we have to put a piece of wood underneath one side of the stove. So
right,
when I
right.
cook, I know it sounds so horrific and ghetto, but it's actually, we're comfortable here. We make it work.
It's okay. But see, that's fine from the good part of the veracity, but you can't trust it. Don't look down. You can't trust it. It's not. What if we told you your house is perfectly level, that you're a little off kilter?
So are you saying to trust my instincts? Not intuition,
knowing.
But instincts.
Yeah. Knowing.
But I
knowing,
thought
knowing.
We don't know anything.
See, there you go. There you go. You're right. You're right. You win. You win. You win.
I don't want to win.
I
just want to know.
The point is to know. That's right. To know. That is the point. To know. It's not to think. It's not, I think I know. I think I thought. Looks like a duck. Quacks like a duck.
Must be a duck. Quack, quack.
That's different. That's definite. That's probability and deduction. You're removing all the other patterns. So, we're not trying to say that. That's what Google is for. Google will tell you whether it's a pig or not. Just ask Google. You have some new guest in your... That's all right, darling.
No, that's Louie. You met Louie. He's barking at people walking their dogs.
No, he's not. Shut up and listen. He's not. You have new guests in your house. You're not going to tell us things. You don't need to tell us things. We don't need to know things. We know things. So, Louie is noticing. Do you have Alexa in your world?
Alexa?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Okay. But if you did, there's a new ghost. There's a new ghost app that you activate, and it'll tell you when you have boogers in your house.
We only listen to you guys. This is our medium. This is our
well. We damn sure. We damn sure can't tell that you're listening.
Yeah, we're being infiltrated, that's for sure. I agree with you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But you're doing better than you were. We'll give you that. We'll give you that. We'll give you that. Ain't 100%. It's better than it was.
Just keep on going.
Just keep on going. You'll be all right. Don't stop. When you're walking through hell, don't stop. Keep walking. Just keep going. Okay. So that new position allows you a response. So your brain might can know. You just know things. Remember when you open your eyes and you get up to go pee? Do you have to think about that, really?
Mm-mm, you just gotta go.
And you know, you don't think, well, I said, ooh, what is this urge? I stood up and my bladder is pressing down. It's like, I don't know what this is. Am I pregnant? Am I having a baby? What's happening here? Are we having coitus? What are we doing here? I don't know what this feeling is. I have to think about it. You go sit down and you think about what that problem may or may not be. Instead, you just know you got to go, and you go, and then you pee. And then you go, oh, there's relief.
This feels really good, you telling me just to go with what I know, because I'm somebody who has done that very frequently in my life, because I haven't been trained on a lot of things. I've just been trained in doing what I do and what I've experienced.
I know. But see, you're using that condition to argue for your potential limitations. And what we're saying is that, Crystal, you don't have any limitations. Or the only limitations you have are in the Ephesians 6.
I second guess myself a lot.
And to your own peril, too. Because you obfuscate reality. No, wait. We're going to tell you what happened, or you're just going to do it again. You obfuscate reality when you start looking down. You start looking down, you trust him. Don't trust it. That last step may not be there. Just telling you, don't trust it.
Dorothy, you're not in Kansas anymore.
You're not in Kansas anymore. Look at Dimitri's mother. Look how she's together. She knows what's going on. She gets it. And she's fun, and she's not a bitch. She's nice, but she still knows what she knows. You're not going to tell her nothing. She knows.
That's so funny, pertaining to a conversation that he had with his mom today about the Colorado bug. I'll let him go into it with you about how close-minded she was about it, but... No, you're right. She is an inspiration for me.
We like that. You know why? Because she'll whoop your ass and then soothe your sores. She'll beat
you. So should he not debate her or try to correct her in what she thinks she knows?
Well, what qualifications would he use to be such a high-minded?
Would I be correct in saying the word propaganda, Dimitri?
I don't know the question.
The question is what is it based off of? What is her knowing based off of?
No, that's not the question.
No,
the question
he said I'm wrong.
All right, we said no. What is Dimitri? What moment of lucidity has Dimitri come up with to correct his mother? That's the point.
What moment of lucidity have you come up with to correct your mother? He's going to think on that and come back to you later. What moment of lucidity has Dimitri come up with to correct his mother?
Yeah, because see, even if he knows information that might supersede his mother's knowing regarding...
It does, by like 25 years.
Mm-hmm. Makes no difference. Makes no difference. Right. Most of that bullshit, most of the dicks he's been sucking weren't very clean, you see. You won't get something that's good information. So just because it's information don't mean it's good information. So we go back to what is known. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have a seasoned midwife or a fresh out of college OBGYN to deliver a baby? Which one would you prefer?
Dimitri, which one would you prefer?
No. He ain't having no baby. You might have one if you want to. You might have one. But which one would you prefer, Kristen?
I would prefer the seasoned midwife.
Yes, that's exactly right. The reason being is because that experience, which may not be perfect, it may not be known, but they can spot endometriosis at a heartbeat. They know when there's trouble. They know how the travails of labor apply. They don't think about it. They respond and act based on what's going on. Okay? Where the other guys go, no, 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 you're only fingertip. We're going to be 99 hours. You've got to go. The cervix is closed. You're not having a baby. No, no, no. Mm-hmm. And then they go off somewhere, and the next thing you know, you go from fingertip to 15 centimeters in an hour.
And they're ready to give you a C-section.
Oh, of course, of course, of course, yeah. Of course. But that's not this argument. That's just an example of even if he has a Dimitri, even
I
if
find
Dimitri
it so strange.
Has,
I don't mean to cut you off, but it's 9/11 here right now that you're talking about that, because that is a very important thing, babies being born. But anyways, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's okay. What's your next question?
So my next question was actually in regards to the thumb. It's known that people who kind of hide their thumbs, there are people that hold their thumbs, whether they're sucking it or whatever they're doing with it. It's an insecurity that people have. But with the tech body, something that people have become very prone to doing is texting, scrolling. So I wanted to know if the – and sorry, I have you on speaker. I'm going to take it. I wanted to know if there's any correlation with the tech body and trying to bring about some type of self-esteem or ego in individuals that are very engaged in the tech body, because we do use our thumb a lot to scroll.
Too many words. We got it. We understand people use their thumbs. We understand opposing thumbs. We understand what the tech body's trying to do. The tech body's trying to make you argue against your thumbs.
Mm.
Thumbs up. Well, see, they're opposing. The thumbs are opposing. So that's what they're using. So the tech body most certainly would take advantage of the opposing thumbs. But, of course, from that exact reason and vernacular. That's the simplest, easiest way to make you second guess yourself.
Well, I've always thought that what I've learned just in reading certain things is that
if that were true, you'd say what I know. See, that's what Dimitri's mother does. She knows.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to
right,
tell her.
Right, and what I know. Yeah.
So stop. Don't tell her. You can tell her, but she's not going to have it. She's not going to have it. That's the difference. She didn't learn that. It's what she knows. See the difference?
So is it true that the visibility of the thumb is an expression of ego?
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. You called into the wrong show, honey. You need to call EckhartTolle'sBlogspot.com. EckhartTolle'sBlogspot.com. And you need to find out about the id and the angst and the ego and the I-O and the e-ho and the me-ho. Yeah. What a goddamn fucking shit does an ego have to do with you knowing something or not? See, if you know, you don't need an ego to prove it. You don't have a kid to be disappointed by. You don't have some construct you're trying to fight to prove you are. How ridiculous.
But it's not about me. I'm not asking these questions about myself. I'm asking these questions in reference to the people around me and the people on this show and the people that call into the show.
That's not you. You fix you, baby. You get your ass right, and you won't have to worry about every goddamn body else. But you spend all your time helping everybody else. There's a reason we say put your oxygen mask on first, because you can't help nobody else till you get your shit right. However political, we like the polity of your engagement. We're not fussing about that, and we're not fussing at all. We're okay. You're all right. It's all good.
We're glad to sort of clean some of this shit up so you don't wallow in this soup that you've gotten yourself into, which is, quite ridiculous. Quite ridiculous. Soften this down a little bit so it's not that huge of a deal, because there's nothing serious going on. Just got to...
I'm very engaged in the physical and chemical body, and it's a burden.
We can't tell. We can't tell. If you've got time to study the id, you ain't very engaged with it. Peter Rudd.
Mm-hmm.
But that's good. That's good.
Right.
That's soft.
Well,
that's soft. That's softer. That's good.
I hope some of the questions that I asked may have brought about some thoughts on other people, and I appreciate you taking the time to answer me and being very patient with me. You're always so sweet.
Baby,
I appreciate
baby. Fuck all of them. Fuck every damn one of them. Now, if they get words out of that, good. But you got to be selfish. You got to be selfish. You, Crystal, you have to be selfish. When you engage with Dimitri, it's so that you can orgasm, not that he orgasm. Now, we want him to nut, okay, because he's grumpy if he's not happy. We get that. That's fine. That's appropriate. But the point is that for you, not for him. These questions that you're asking, you're engaging us, it's for you, baby. Nobody but you. It's only for you.
Yeah.
Every question you ask ought to be about for you. Now, if it helps somebody else, God shave the queen. Woo, woo, woo. Goody, goody, goody. We mass communicate. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. You see.
Well, yeah, I really feel like sometimes, too.
Eben, you're going a little fast. You need to slow your ass down. Slow down. That's for later.
Eben?
You're going to hear it later. Yeah, she needs to slow down. She's going too fast.
I'm not looking at the chat.
When she listens later, it'll come up, and she's like, damn, that Ion is on my shit again. So here we go. But she was running late.
I just want to say that you just validated something so special for me because, you know, I've explained to you guys that I had a child very young, and she's in her 19th year, and...
We know.
Honestly, the best advice that I've given her, and I just gave this advice to her recently, was to be 100% selfish. And I tried to explain to her in the best of ways that selfishness is not, I'm not going to go into it, but that's what I told her. And I told her that it's not wrong for you to be selfish and put yourself first. And so you just validated something very special for me.
When you get, then give. But if you start giving before you get, you're going to give out.
You're going to have nothing. You have nothing.
Well, you're going to give out. If you give your energy before you have energy, you're going to be without. See, so it doesn't help them. Because all they're going to do is they're going to hate you. They're going to hate you. It's kind of like your goddamn, welfare check. It's like your goddamn welfare check. When it runs out, you're going to be mad because they won't give you some more.
I don't know about a welfare check because I never got one of those.
We're making fun.
I know.
We're making fun of your unemployment compensation, which you worked for 20 goddamn years for. You put that money in somewhere.
I sure the fuck did. And I did. I've worked since I was 18 years old. I'm 37 now, so... I have one more question for you.
You look good, though. You kept yourself together. You must not have worked too hard.
I think having the baby young preserved me. She kept me away from all the wild things, so.
let's blame our children for why we've not had fun.
I'm not blaming her. I'm thanking her. She saved my life. She really did. And you know what's even crazier is that I had my daughter on my birthday. So she was born on 11/17, and on her birth certificate, the time is 11/17 when she was born. So there's some significance in that for me. It's very, very special. And the number 11 is such a special number, the number 22, which is crazy because it's my
Bob.
Now it's 11/19,
and you're still going on about it. So it's good. Just keep going. It'll be 11/22.
Correct.
So it's good. Okay, that's good. Okay, that was fun. Let's go.
Can I ask one more question? Can I ask one more question? So you have mentioned that angels, so that the plasma field is made up of matter and emotion, and you also, I've been wanting to ask you this for the last 4 weeks, so matter and emotion.
Get out of here.
Okay, so that the angels are engaging in the plasma field. So what I wanted to know is when you say that, so what Dimitri has described to me is that angels feed off of our tears. But what I wanted to ask you is, can I finish?
No, you're gonna go on and on.
It's very fast. I promise.
Angels,
I give you my word.
Listen. Angels do not feed off your tears. Angels want the soul.
You're wrong, Dimitri. Okay,
not
so you
tears.
Said they're engaging in the plasma field. You said they're engaging in the plasma field. So my big question is, I've always been taught in my life from my parents, from my father specifically, that you can get whatever you want from a person or anybody, anything in the way that you speak to them. So I correlate that with keys and errors. So what I wanted to know is it possible to talk to the angels, to speak, command, whatever the word may be, to the angels in a way that conveys to them that they have no reason to be jealous or envious of us, and that we are on the same side and that we want to work together.
They're not working with you. They don't like you. You are a pawn in a war that broke out, not here, the war broke out in heaven, which is why you, human, had to come here to choose of your own free will, your own choice to ascend, to come back to God. That's the only conversation. The angel don't like you. The angel's not your friend. The angel ain't trying to make you feel better. The angel ain't trying to make your life better. The guardian angel's trying to stick something in your anytime they can. Yeah, they're not.
So what happens?
Not nice. They're not pleasant. And they stink most of the time.
I thought you said if we smell something pleasant, it means that there's an angel among us.
That's right. That's a little man's position. That's right.
Ah, okay. So
It's trickery.
Okay.
You know who Dr. Carolyn Dean is?
Of course, yes.
Oh, well, you say of course, but we're not sure. We have to check with you. You think about things.
I do, and I have intentions. I'm not going to share my plans and my thoughts with everybody, but I have intentions, and my intentions include her.
Here we go again. Okay. So, but Dr. Carolyn Dean, when she...
All right, you guys watch and see. You laugh now. Laugh now. You can clap later.
When Dr. Carolyn Dean, every morning of the world, twice on Sunday, she stomps down Hell Hill, okay? When she stomps down Hell Hill, she's not trying to make friends with the angels. She's not trying to have some relationship with the angels. She's not trying to cuddle up to the angels. Now, she slips the trash bin. She gives them C-notes. Just, we don't know why. We don't know why she does that, but she likes to do that. So that's fine. Just give them...
That's the hardest fucking job in the world. Most disgusting job in the world.
$100 bills just to make sure that they're all right. But they pick her trash up, though. You can believe that. Even on the off day, they're going to get her trash. It's a good day. So that's all fun. But she interacts with people one way. But when you're talking about the angel, she knows what's up. She knows.
That's what the weed growers, the guys that grow weed around here, pay the trash men to throw away all their stems and leave. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Are you through? Are you finished?
Yes, I'm through.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, they take hashish and they put it in the dryer too, but it's not really a good idea. But, you know, you can do that if you need
to. And they iron it all those. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you know, you need to get a mangler. If you're going to do that, you need to get a mangler. How do people live without a silver closet? And how do people live without a mangler? You got to have a mangler. You don't. That's
I just want to know how to talk to the angels and get them to do what I want them to do without feeling like they're my fucking enemy. Because how can you get the enemy to agree with you?
They are. You don't. They don't agree with you. They do not agree with you. They don't. They don't like you. They want you to lose. They want you not to come into your place of power. They want.
Okay, but their command.
So that the.
They're commanded by God to help us. So,
no, they're not. No, they're not. They're not. Where does it say that? Where does it say that? Show us where it says it. Show us where it says
NKJ.
That.
NKJ.
NKJ where?
You gotta give me some time to look it up in between finding my wife.
Okay. So what we're trying to say is nowhere does it say that the angels were created for your pleasure and comfort.
It doesn't say that.
Right. That's what we're saying. You're saying you're trying to be chummy with them.
It just says that God has command over them.
And you're God. That's right. So you have command over. You're not trying to be chummy. You're not trying to make them feel good.
Why wouldn't I? They work for me. I want to take care of my employees. I'm a compassionate employer. That's
well,
where I'm coming from. I'm not telling you you're wrong. I'm asking you how to manage that.
Then you don't. You can't manage that way. You can't have slaves and then go do the work for the slaves to make the slaves feel better so that they'll slave for you. It don't work like that.
So you're saying that we're slave owners?
You are. If you control your power. If you don't, hey, if you was a plantation owner and you didn't take care of your slaves right, they wouldn't get the harvest and they wouldn't get the profit and you'd fail as a plantation owner and then they'd have someone would take those slaves away from them and do it another way. So, yeah, if you're going to be a slave owner,
how
do
I separate
right.
myself from the fact that I think that's completely absurd and disgusting?
You can stay the way you are right now and it won't turn out real. You can see how you can ask Eckhart Tolle. Maybe they can help you with it. Make your id feel better about your ego's condition.
I don't know if you feel better.
Oh, okay. So listen, let's soften this just a little. Let's soften this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You're just tangled up with the way you're saying the words. That's all that's really happening. You're tangling up what you're trying to make yourself feel a certain way about being a god. God.
Is there a way to free my slaves and still get them to work for me? Work together?
No, leave them alone. Just don't fuck with them. Leave them alone. Don't talk to them. Don't use the keys and ass. Just leave it alone. Because you're going to get yourself...
I don't. I live like Pharisee. Excuse me, too.
Okay. Okay, good. Then listen. Just hush and don't use them. Because if you're going to use them in that persuasion, that's the same thing as commanding the angels in anger. They smell it. They will use it to your advantage. They will use it to your misadvantage. They will hem you up into a corner. They ain't know it. There ain't enough angel in heaven or devils in hell to get you out of the mess that they're going to get you into. You go down this primrose path to destruction.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me a lot of what I've told my daughter, which is that there are people who know the difference between right and wrong. And even the people who know right will use what they know is right to manipulate you to do the wrong.
Yeah.
So is that what you're saying?
Because three left make a right.
Yes, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
So if you start taking some of this goddamn advice that you sovereign advice you've given your daughter and starting applying it to your own life, you'd do better in this little crooked stone.
I do take it. I promise I do, and I take the completeness.
Good. That's good. That's good. So focus on the conversation. And now the good news is we're able to be sharp. Because if we have to pitch you, it's not going to last long. When we get down to where it's enough, when there's some meat in the conversation, we can say, no, you're dead wrong. Don't look at it that way. Look at it this way. When we're comfortable enough to step you, to speak you, talk you down a little bit, that's good because now you don't have to spend the 2 years to figure it out on your own volition. You see, you have the right to
Thank
be wrong.
God. Thank God. Am I correct?
God? Yes. Thank you, Seth. That's right. Call Eckhart Tolle and check with him and see what he says. As long as he says it's all right, he's sure to be fine with us, too.
Yeah, and that was in reference to my religion. Is there still a one God Almighty above us?
We answered that.
Regardless of our position?
We answered that in chat. Did you not read the chat?
I may have. I may have forgotten those. I'll go back and read it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you so much for all your time. It's been 33 minutes. And I appreciate you so much.
That was good. And I know you got to get back to supper. It's understandable. That's good. And you need to put. Do you not have? You have to put a little five spice. Do you have five spice?
I do. I just put five spice in there. I literally just sprinkled it in there. I swear to God, I did. I put sesame oil, five spice, and yeah.
You got to put more. You didn't put enough. We thought you were
okay.
Put a little bit more.
I'll put more.
Because the cardamom and the cinnamon in that makes it brighter. Makes sense you're about to burn it anyway. So that'd be good. Make it taste good.
No, it's not burning. It's in a wok.
Even if you burn it up, Dimitri won't say nothing. He'll just eat it. He don't know. He won't say nothing. He'll just eat it. He don't complain.
Okay.
Oh, good.
All right. Okay. Sorry. Thank you for your time.
Hey, Chris.
Thank you, Bob.
Chris.
Yes, Bob. Yeah. Hey.
I suggest you don't listen to the archives. Do not listen to this conversation you had with Ion.
Okay.
It's too humiliating, too evil. You're too fucked up. You don't want to hear it. So take the verbal, whatever you remember that I have said, and just focus on that and try to apply it. You're a fucking idiot.
I am God. I am selfish.
No, you're not. You're not nothing. Now, here's Greg, your old friend Greg, who you talked to in the afternoon.
I love Greg. Yay. Yeah. Bring Greg on. All right, you selfish idiot. I'll talk to you later, you fucking selfish idiot. Good job, Bob.
No, here's...
I'm not going to shut up. I'm God. I don't have to fucking listen to you.
Baby,
are you kidding me?
Greg is telling you to shut up on the chat line.
Are you fucking kidding me?
He's a welfare check. Can we see pictures of Crystal? Oh, no, not the angel.
All right, Greg. Yeah, you and your fucking Canadian... All right, Greg, you... You and your fucking Canadian insurance that fucking pays for everything, Greg. All right, Greg, you and your fucking insurance that pays for everything. You don't even have a social security, Greg. You're fucking living on the fucking ship of America.
Dimitri, punch her. Punch her in the mouth.
Dimitri, punch her. So you're advocating fucking abuse.
Extreme military actions against you.
Thank God we're not a fucking communist country. Thank God me and Dimitri are not married, because we'd be getting divorced right now,
You're not married. Come on, where are you getting bullshit? You're not married. You can't marry.
I'm not married. You're fucking right. I'm not married.
You're a 100-year-old friend
and talking shit to me, telling me I'm nothing and that I'm shit. You're just going to let him talk to me like that?
You don't waste your time talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Chris.
Yeah, waste your time. Yeah, waste your fucking time.
Phew. Okay. Now let's bring Dimitri on. Come on, Dimitri. Are you ready to talk, Dimitri? Dimitri's too humiliated. Come on, Dimitri. Maybe you can make Crystal look better by your actions. Okay, he's so humiliated. He's crying. All right, so we'll mute him. And where is Sue? Sky Goddess Sue. She's supposed to be calling in. Let's go to a quiet voice. A quiet student. Nun-like voice. And you in. That's you, Linda. Are you ready?
Yes.
To provide a quiet and environment.
Hi, Ion.
Hey, darling. Can we help your id in any way today?
No.
Oh, that's good. We're glad. We're very glad about that.
So I want to ease my way into some questions I have about Genesis. So before I get to that, let me just kind of work my way there with some other less intense questions. What are some of the top six kinds of technologies that the resident alien aliens help humans create?
TikTok.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they did that with the Chinese?
Well, no. Y'all blaming everything on the Chinese, but it ain't all like that. A lot of, if you say Chinese, then you might as well be saying tech body. It's an inside out. All of the facial book, and then that breaks down into the other levels or tiers. Some would say the loss of the analog signal. When everything was digitized, it took all the controls away. There are no controls. So that would be the largest thing, would be the destroying. When you quit having to play the record player, that was the end.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's when the aliens took over? Is that what he's saying, Linda?
Yeah. Yeah.
The digital. The digital is alien.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because everything ran into the digital side. The digitized thing is what made animation. It's what made CGI. It's what made the man be able to throw the ping pong ball 9 miles into another man's beer 9 miles away. It's a big chakra, ping pong ball in there. You can believe it because you've seen it with your lying eyes right there.
Right. So that's three. What are several others?
Okay. Satellite imagery. You can't do that.
Wow.
You can't do satellite imagery. Not possible.
So I don't understand. If it's not possible, then how can
exactly. Alien technicians and technology made it where you would buy it. Not the case. They just take the digitized version and make it a thing. You get that?
Interesting. Yeah. Huh.
See how clever?
Okay.
Crystal should take a few notes. Because you're interested in your topic. It's not even a poignant topic, but it's you're interested in it, so you have interaction, and you ask a part, and then we answer a part, and you ask a part, and you ask, you know, on and on and on, and you're not trying to convince us of something, so that's good. Makes it easier for you, if you want to.
So, how about a couple other technologies?
The Carolina Scorcher.
Carolina Scorcher, I'm not familiar with that.
It's better than the Reaper. Better than the Reaper.
Okay, I'll have to look that up.
Look it up under Scoville. Look it up under Scoville Unit.
That's how it's measured. Okay, as I'm doing, typing this wrong. And then another one while I'm doing that. Oh, Scoville.
Right.
Okay, so it's a scale, it's a measurement of the pungency of chili peppers.
Right, that's right. And alien technology made a pepper so hot that it's almost like poison. And people love it. That's the one they want. It's kind of like dope. They get a load of dope to kill somebody, and oh, that one sells out immediately. Everybody wants that one. because it's the highest high you can get. So high you dead. So high you low. That's the one they want. So you build this up, this tolerance to the pungency of the pepper. See, you got regular sauces now that put Thai hot to bed. But what happens is you get used to eating them, and that hot is so hot, it releases those endorphins in the meat sack body, and it gives you this euphoria, a euphoric thing of upliftedness. And that's why people get hooked on it. Well, the aliens knew that and kept making it hotter and hotter. What is the highest Scoville unit registered to man now? What item is that amount of Scoville units? That's the highest. Now, they're making some synthetic stuff now. They are making some synthetic stuff, but we're talking about the GMO'd version.
Like 15 million, it looks like.
Yeah. And how much is a jalapeno pepper? Which some people think is hot. 20, you know, some people think
2,500 to 8,000.
Yeah. And that's pretty hot. And now what's the highest one?
15 million.
See, you can't wake up one day for a million years, 10 million years, or 2 days, ever how long they've been growing peppers. You don't wake up one day and go from jalapenos or habaneros, some of those different kind of things. You know, then they come up with Scotch bonnet. Ooh, they'll just tear your eyes up. And those little bitty Taiwanese, the Taiwanese peppers, the little ones, I don't know the name of them. They don't even say the name. It's too hot. Even that's not 15 million. What pepper is 15 million Scoville units?
Pure capsaicin.
Capsaicin. Uh-huh. Capsaicin. That's pure. That's what's in the Scorcher and the Reaper. The Reaper and the Scorcher. They different seasons have different tops. Look up the Carolina Reaper.
It is 1.4 million to 2.2 million.
Mm-hmm. Which is unbelievable. Now your spread is from 2 million to 15 million. See how that's a jump?
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
That's not crazy. That's normal. You're being conditioned. It's a conditioned response. So you build up till somebody runs the 4-minute mile. And then once they do, it's no big deal.
Jeez. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're saying cheese, but that's exactly how it flows. See, it's a flow. Ebbed flow.
Well, right now I'm on the Master Cleanse, and I put like an eighth of a teaspoon of cayenne in a pint, and that's a lot for me.
Good Lord, have mercy. Honey, let me tell you, you need to go to the store, and you need to find you some sambal. And then make sure that sambal's got a red rooster on it. If it don't have a red rooster on it, don't buy it.
Okay, one more technology.
Do you know how to spell that?
No.
S-A-M-B-A-L.
Okay.
It's got to have, now there's lots of different kinds of sambal, but you only buy the kind that's got the red rooster on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you'll lay that, honey, you get that just right because it's bright. You'll lay that cayenne. That cayenne is nothing. can is nothing. You can put a whole tablespoon, put a tablespoon in it. J.W. can use cayenne. He buys the great big containers of it, and he uses it like salt. I mean, he uses it. He could use as much salt as you put on French fries. He put that much cayenne and never even think about it. It's not even hot.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so one more technology, please.
Okay. The mimeograph, no. It's the change between, there's a stage, there's a step between here. Because now what they created has also now been obsolete. You remember what a mimeograph machine is?
Yes.
Where you have the master and you run it through the ink and you run the ink through the ink and ka-ching, cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. It makes one copy at a time, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching for that. Okay, now that was U.S., I mean, that was man-made technology, no big deal. Then Watson, Big Blue, came up with the copy machine. Okay, that was alien-born because the way the drum, the 5200 sets, is not the same way that normal other printers work. That was alien technology, which made IBM a fortune. But now look, that's one, that was huge, but look, even that's been obsolete. When's the last time you went and bought a mimeograph machine? I mean, a photocopy machine. You don't even do it anymore.
No.
You can make copies on your phone. Now you scan it to your phone, and if you need to print it, you send it somewhere else and let them print it. You don't even waste your energy or ink or anything else. People have got them ink businesses. The cartridge people, they put themselves out of business. HP, they fucked themselves to death. They made the ink so damn high that people couldn't afford it, so they replaced it. Ta-da!
Yeah.
You see?
That's true. Okay, thank you for that.
The newspaper people had too much red in it, and so now nobody buys the newspaper no more.
Were the aliens, the resident aliens involved in helping to create the virus as a bioweapon, jumping from animal to human?
No comment.
Okay. No comment on virus. All right,
trying to keep Bob alive. We're trying to keep Bob alive because they're starting to take it personal. Lately, they're starting to take it personal. So we got to slow that down a little bit.
Would the new aliens that we're going to meet...
No.
Okay.
Oh, no. Sorry. You can ask your question. Go ahead.
Do the new aliens that Bob are going to meet, do they have the technological capability to remove the effects of the vaccine?
No. As we said.
Okay, so they can't change the DNA sequence to nullify the spike proteins at all? And they can't stop...
Asses to ashes, sluts to dust. Once you do it, that's the only reason you're interesting. No, I don't mean you personally. We're mass communicating now. The only reason you're interesting is that you can't. They can't undo you. They can't change you. So once it's introduced, they can't undo it because it's immediately morphing and changing. See, that's the blessing of blockchain. Once you do it, everybody sees it everywhere. So you can't undo everybody's. Okay, well, that's also the problem with blockchain. Now everybody can see you're everybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so once somebody dies from the vaccine, can they ascend?
Okay. Nope, cannot. It's over. Once you get
they
the vaccine,
cannot.
You're done. Mm-mm. No way. Not possible.
Oh.
Your change.
So,
what it does, the mRNA, you did ask that, didn't you? Did you ask? You did ask that. Okay, we're gonna pretend like you asked. We're gonna pretend like you asked it. Okay, once you introduce that mRNA into the meat sack body, you change the corporeal ability of the meat sack body to sustain the new exoskeleton. So therefore, without the exoskeleton, you cannot ascend. Well, you might ascend, you might think you ascended, you might pretend ascension, but your meat's going to burn off your body, so there won't be nothing left. So these bars of bones will turn you loose.
So it wouldn't be worthwhile to bring someone back from the dead who's been vaccinated. It wouldn't be good for them either, right? They wouldn't be able to
expand. Well, if you talk to Nan, Nan would stop you in the conversation, and she'd talk to you about why you want to bring them back. And she'd get down the real details, because you know how she'll talk to you forever and be real sweet and let you tell it? You'll tell it. She knows the answer already. She's very good at this. But when she'll let you talk, she'll get you involved in the conversation to find out that you really didn't want to bring them back anyway, rather than say, you don't want to do that. That's not a good idea. She would never say that. She would listen and talk to you to find out that you really don't want them back anyway. So the clever way of engaging that is that there's nobody that important to bring back. And if they are, they're not who they were. So it would be a shadow of themselves.
Okay.
Ask Rickson Gracie. He'll tell you all about it.
So, who gave the nukes that were on the way to Iran? Who gave them the nukes?
Germany.
Was that Germany did? Okay. Did Hillary have anything to do with it?
Let's leave her out of it. Whether it is or whether it ain't, it doesn't matter. Whether it is or whether it ain't, it doesn't matter. Let's leave her out of that conversation, because what's going to happen is if you keep going, you're going to make her the governor of fucking New York, and that'll be a disaster. So there's no reason to get into all that.
Okay.
We'll leave her be. Because if you talk her up, it's going to be bad.
Okay. Is Trump going to let the people know of his presence at the White House and the stepping down of Biden anytime soon?
No. Why? Why would you do that? You're in a place of strength. You've already activated martial law, and you can tell by the way everybody's acting. That's why the government's paying for everything. Everything's in a state of flux. Everything's stopped. Have you been to the grocery store lately?
No, I have everything delivered.
Yeah, but if you went to the grocery, it's a good thing, because if you went to the grocery store, you'd see shelf after shelf after shelf of just spotty or nothing. Or now, when you get your stuff that's delivered, you have to look at it. You realize that sometimes they're bringing you stuff and you only got like 3 days to eat it before it's quote out of date?
Yeah, actually, I did just notice that.
Yeah, because there's no date. They can't keep it together. They can't keep it fast enough or turned enough. They don't have it, you see. Or here's the other side. Let's say, do you eat bologna?
No.
Do you know anybody who does eat bologna?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, if anybody ate bologna, used to, you could always buy bologna and put in Oscar Mayer, OscarMayer, bologna. You buy bologna and you put it in the refrigerator, and bologna would like last for millennia. It was like, it don't go bad. How does bologna go bad? Or maybe it's bad to start with. They make it bad so it doesn't go bad. Well, now you got bologna because you can just do like an easy piece of meat and bread, run out the door, have a bite. Okay, that's fine. But now you buy bologna and you have to look at it. It's end date. You open it up and in a matter of no time, it's gone bad, molded or bad or something. The guts of it has gotten to the point where the food is not the same. So that's the issue. And so now not only does the food go bad, you can't keep food. It goes bad quickly. And also, and you want to watch because it'll go out of date. If you keep whole milk cold a long time, it'll last a month after the expiration date. Do you know that?
Yes, I actually do, yeah.
Yeah. If you got whole milk now, I don't talk about that damn blue milk. Nobody should drink the damn blue milk. If you can't drink whole milk, don't drink milk. Just leave it alone. They wean a calf at 6 months, and they don't drink milk after that, so you probably don't need no milk either. But if you do it, get cream or heavy whole milk, basically. If you're going to drink it, just don't drink a lot of it if you're going to do that. So anyway, the point of it is it'll hold because the fat in the milk keeps the bacteria, the aspergillus, salagaloa, something. Karen will tell you all about that. The stuff that makes milk sour but doesn't make buttermilk. That's a different thing. The butter fats and the fats in the milk keep it from souring, okay? Especially if you keep it cold. That's why heavy whipping cream will last months. It just almost doesn't go bad because there's so much fat in it. You see? That's the point of the preservative. But now what's happening is there's no food available, and the food is suspect at best. So what you're eating, if you're not eating off Carolyn's farm, you don't know what you're eating. And even some of those seeds are on the edge of questionable sometimes, so you have to watch it at every level. But we know a land. We know a land where every perfect seed still exists. We know a land.
And that would be Andromeda.
Okay, we didn't say, but yeah, we like that. That's a pretty word. Don't know what it means, but it's a good word.
Okay, is Trump going to stop the influx of immigrants crossing the border soon?
Well, he's letting it play out. That's a non-issue because what'll happen is once the next phase kicks in, it's going to be why doesn't Trump stop the aliens from invading us and taking over?
Yeah.
The Nicaraguans aren't your trouble. MS-13 is not your trouble.
Okay. I'm going to ask more about that in a while.
Okay, darling. That'll be wonderful. We'll look forward to answering it when you ask it later. That'll be nice.
There was a general from the Marines that told the Attorney General that he would not mandate his men to take the vaccination. And he also said that he doesn't recognize the Biden administration as being a legitimate power, and neither is the Attorney General. Is that a sentiment that's shared by many of the generals or a group, or what's the military stance on the Biden administration in general?
You know what force majeure is?
Yes.
That's what we're living in. They don't have an opinion. They just stated the truth.
Okay.
When Trump called martial law, it's martial law. So there is all that shit. That's the reason we said to take the Constitution and send it to Mexico, because y'all not using it. That's why they're running around trying to do stupid stuff. Let's spend $100 trillion. Well, I know. Let's give Crystal $250 billion because she worked real hard for 20 years. Let's give her $250 billion. That'll solve it. She earns it, goddammit. She needs it. Give her that money and do it right quick by executive fiat. Do that. Hurry up. That's all right. They can do that. It's no problem. But what happens is a Happy Meal just started costing $1.6 million.
I was going to ask if the reason why these legislators are making all these ridiculous mandates was because we don't have a United States of America, because that was dissolved during Trump's term, but you're saying it's because of the martial law executive order that he signed. Okay.
That's correct.
So the Constitution is not applicable. So all these fights that these attorneys are and suits that these attorneys are filing against governors and all of that, they're basing it a lot on the constitutional law, but that doesn't apply. Is that correct?
So far, I mean, Hillary, if they were following, Hillary would be in jail. I mean, there'd be a whole lot of bullshit going down if that was just following the law, if in the constitutional law, for Pete's sake. But everything now, they sue them and say, we'll see how it goes. Well, okay, we'll take a vote. Look what they did to Rudy Giuliani. He's all right. I mean, right. He's fine. But they just decided, like, oh, no, we'll cancel you. You cancel you. You're going to say something? You really want to say, you're going to say, okay, and you just cancel them and you don't let them, you're not allowed.